Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Tailored for Success with yours truly, Charisse Taylor. For those of you new to the broadcast, I am the founder and chief empowerment officer of Tailored for You Enterprises, a service-based business with your success in mind. I specifically work with career professionals as it pertains to their interpersonal skill and development, specifically, even more so, your communication skills, how you communicate with yourself and how you communicate with others. So persons come to me when they need help with team building, when they need help with leadership development, customer service. I absolutely love assisting career professionals with customer service, and that's both internal and external. To find out more, please visit the website at www.iamtailoredforyou.com, and that is IAMTAYLORED, the number four, the letter U, dot com. IAMTailoredForYou.com. I would love to see you there. Just leave me a little note and let me know that you stopped by. So today we're talking about the skills you really need to sustain a successful career. And academic accomplishment, of course, is very important, but we're not talking about that today. We are talking about interpersonal skills. We're talking about my passion truly as it pertains to the workplace and as it pertains to establishing and sustaining a long and successful career. Now, please don't misunderstand that credentials do definitely play a role. Your academic study and accomplishments play a part, and they can definitely play a part. Your specialization, becoming an expert, if you will, an authority in a particular area will definitely help you as a job seeker. It will help you as a employee to keep, you know, going the rank, so to speak, to get that promotion. It gives you the slight edge for sure. So I definitely believe in becoming a lifelong learner and staying sharp and staying on top of your game in whatever area of interest you have chosen to focus on as a career professional. However, academic study and accomplishment plays its part, but academic study and accomplishment alone is not the whole. It is only a part. Credentials do not trump essentials. I'll repeat that. Credentials do not trump essentials. And I believe that it's really a misconception amongst a lot of professionals that, hey, I've accomplished all of this and obtained all of this. I have the I's dotted and the T's crossed when it comes to academic degrees or certifications or licenses and things of that nature, and the buck kind of stops there. They don't marry it with the other part, which are your interpersonal skills. Okay, and so what are we talking about specifically when we say interpersonal skills? You'll see them referenced as communication skills, soft skills, and the like. But we're talking about how you are able to ebb and flow with your colleagues and with your work. And it's not just internally, but also whether you have a business that is dealing with customers or clients or patrons. I come from a library background where the people we serve are called patrons. So it doesn't really matter what they're called, but it's what matters is how you are able to connect and convey your thoughts, feelings, and ideas with those people. And so it can mean your superiors, your subordinates, and everything in between. You have to be able to effectively and powerfully relate and establish relationship and communication amongst and between other people. And when you don't have that, those skills you don't have those skills established and developed, you can find that you meet with a lot of challenges and difficulties. We have to be able to listen actively. We have to be a team player. We have to be able to collaborate with others. There's responsibility, dependability, leadership, motivation, flexibility, patience, and the list goes on and on. There are many, many interpersonal skills, all of which can help you, again, to really flourish, really and truly flourish as a professional, especially for those of you that are wanting to get into what I call formal leadership positions, those of you that want to be managers, supervisors, those of you that are managers, supervisors, and the like, and you want to remain managers and supervisors, having the interpersonal skills is really important. And because I feel that it's often overlooked and underdeveloped, these interpersonal skills, a lot of people have a difficult time in their careers. You know, if your intentions to communicate a certain thing or things in a particular way are not being received by the people that you're managing or you're talking to the way that you intend, that is a clear sign that development is needed. And I think, again, there's such a misconception that we feel that people that have X amount of experience working, or they have certain credentials, or maybe they have certain professional affiliations, that they are not in need of any development in this area, the area of interpersonal skills. And that is unfortunate, because I've seen situations where you have a career professional who goes from this position to that position to this position, and they're having the same challenges, having the same issues. Their academics are helping them to get in the door and to be considered, you know, for the office or the cubicle or the seat, the position. But when they get there they are. And so without addressing and developing in that area, from one job to the next, they're having the same challenges, the same issues. So it's really important to address this. And, you know, employers are looking for workers who can not only perform the technical task of a job, but can also communicate well with their colleagues. So it's becoming more and more something that hiring managers are looking for. You know, do you have the ability to work well with the people that we serve and the people that you're going to be working with? And especially when it comes to leadership, now I believe, for those of you that are new, you'll hear me say this many, many a time. I truly do believe that it is your interpersonal skills that really helps you to sustain and grow in your career, even more so than your academic accomplishment. I don't know about you all, but I've met many an educated fool. And what I mean by that are people who, if you look behind their name, they've got all types of MA, MBA, PHR, SPHR, this, that, whatever the credentials are. But when it comes time to connect and to communicate, there's nothing there. And I have seen people actually elevate to pretty high C-level positions with very poor communication skills. And I know you say, well, Charisse, well, that just ruins your point. Those are rare, rare people and rare situations. usually those persons have very specialized, in a specialized niche, specialized knowledge that is needed. And so those soft skills are overlooked. But for the majority of us, yes, I truly do believe that the development of interpersonal skills is essential to your success. And as I mentioned at the onset of this broadcast, interpersonal skills and development is my specialty. If that is something that you are looking to improve upon to help establish, develop, and sustain a successful career, I want to hear from you. And again, I invite you to go to the website at www.iamtailoredforyou.com. Until next time, everyone, this is Cherise Taylor. You've been listening to Tailored for Success, and the best is yet to come. Take good care.